Well, I was just dead asleep last night when it sounded like bombs were dropping all around my house. I don't know what time it was because I ended up going back to bed. But as I said earlier this morning, it was so loud and it really did sound like a bombing run. Emma, who normally hides in the shower, actually went into the kitty litter box that is closed in and has a flap in front of it. So Pat Pagano, I don't know what time that was, but I'll tell you what, there were some heavy hits of lightning and thunder.
Well, that's interesting. I don't know about it because I was sleeping.
Boy, just nothing wakes me up. And the first hit woke me right up. And it lasted for about 8 or 9 minutes. But normally you can hear, you see lightning and hear thunder coming from a certain direction. It gets louder and then it gets softer.
Right. As it moves away and gets closer, right.
Yeah, but these lightning strikes were all around, and it was almost like there were bombs dropping, you know, to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west. But I went back to sleep and got up this morning and coaxed Emma out of the kitty litter box. And so we had obviously some powerful thunderstorms around last night, and I see we're in the enhanced section today.
I don't think so.
I just saw that from the National Weather Service. So right around the northern border here in Connecticut, in northwest Connecticut, the little orange enhanced is what it says. But then again, those maps are about as realistic as...
Yeah, it's pretty much... it looks to me like it's right on the Massachusetts-Connecticut border, yeah. Northward to southern New Hampshire, eastward to Boston, westward... across the Catskills. That's the enhanced.
Yeah.
Everyone else is under a slight risk, yeah. Which is still, you know, nothing to sneeze at. So they're going to be updating that shortly. They'll be updating that right after 7. I'm sorry, right after 8, they'll be updating that. So they may actually broaden up that enhanced area. So we'll watch and see what happens there. But, you know, simply stated, some subtly humid today with showers and storms, it could be severe. Best chances after 2, 3 o'clock this afternoon, low 90s, showers and storms tonight, low 70s. Tomorrow, only 75 to 80, and it's humid with showers and thunderstorms. Friday, only 65 to 70 with showers and storms. Saturday, cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mid-70s. Sunday, 4th of July, some early sun. Then cloudy in the afternoon with a shower or thunderstorm. So it's not as widespread. And the high should be about 80. And for Monday, partly sunny skies. Again, a shower, thunderstorm in the afternoon. And highs 80 to 85. So the activity gets less Sunday and Monday as the temperatures get warmer. But right now, it certainly looks like a very unsettled period, at least through Saturday.
You know, yesterday was one of those days where I think it felt the hottest yesterday than any other day so far. Yet, it just felt hot yesterday, which I don't mind. But there was a definite difference in how hot it was yesterday.
Well, Bradley hit 99, so that's telling you something. Bradley hit 99, and Newark, New Jersey Airport hit 102.
Yeah, when I left the station about 11 o'clock, I think. It was already 91 here. It was already 91. And humid at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Disgusting. You know, also, air quality is not good. And this, you know, this is dangerous heat. There's no doubt about it. And you have to be very, very careful, especially the elderly or anybody who has breathing problems, you know, has asthma, bronchitis. You stay indoors in the air conditioning. It's not good to be outside. And today will, you know... No slouch. You know, just like we just said, we're still looking for temperatures today to be in the 90s. So, and then crashing thunderstorms, which, you know, means Pat's going to have a busy afternoon.
Well, you know what? You've been slacking off lately anyways. But, you know, it's been fairly easy for you for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was too difficult, but you still have to keep watch.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's the whole thing about the summertime. Yeah. It's not like in the wintertime. Well, yeah, in the wintertime you get snow flurries, okay? But in the summertime, on a perfectly warm day, nice day, hot day, all you need, if you're around mountains to the west of your, all you need is a little updraft. And I remember once watching a summer practice for Hoosastonic football, and a little cloud formed over the field.
Right.
And there was a little mini thunderstorm that only covered about an area of like 300 yards around. It was weird.
They could be highly localized, or they could be widespread. So that's part of the forecast problem in the summertime. You know, someone made a comment to me yesterday, and they said, "What's the lingo storm? Showers and storms?" I said, "Thunderstorms. It's understood." Or maybe people wouldn't realize that that's what you're talking about. I said, "Listen, in the summertime, the combination." There's a couple of combinations. There's the three H's, hazy, hot, and humid. And there's the combination of showers and thunderstorms. They usually go together. So I could say showers and thunderstorms. I could say showers and T-storms. Or I could say showers and storms. So they were making a big deal about that. And I wanted to say, you know what? Maybe the heat's gotten to you, but I eased off on that.
Get a life.
The thing that I have a question. Let's see if Marshall has an answer. I doubt it, but I'm going to see if Marshall has an answer.
I'll always have an answer, whether it's right or wrong.
You'll have an answer. A couple of months ago, there was a cyber attack on the gas line from the deep south to the mid-Atlantic. Okay, that was all fixed. Why have not the prices gone down? And why are they now going up for 4th of July weekend?
Because that's how they make their profits. I mean, it's there's so much oil that's sitting in ships all around the world that they hold on to because there's an overproduction of it. And yes, there was a shortage going in getting the oil up the pipeline to certain areas. But I've said this all along. I think there's. Remember when Enron did their big controlled power things out in Texas, and they were caught, and they were fined.
Yes.
I just think it's the same way with the major oil companies. I think they control the flow, so they can raise rates, then lower them back down, and then raise them when they. It's just a monopoly that is closed, and can seem to do what they want to do. That's what I think it is.
I think it's ridiculous because last year during the pandemic, not many people were driving.
Yeah.
The prices were very, very low because few people were driving. In my opinion, since there were fewer people getting gas or gassing up, raise the prices so you can compensate. Now that everybody's out in mobs, because you can't get anywhere without traffic, you could lower the prices because you're going to be selling more quantity.
It
makes sense. But that's not the way they look at it. They look at it, you know, from the standpoint, I mean, you talk about greed here. From the standpoint, it's like, we had the perfect excuse about the cyber attack. We had the perfect excuse to, you know, bring the prices up. Now, as long as we brought them up, we're not bringing them down. That's what they say. And you know, and what are we to do?
You know, you sit here in Sharon, and I think the price is $3.13 a gallon, and Salisbury it's $3.15. But if you go into New York State and go maybe about 10 miles south, there's actually a gas station that has it for $3.05.
Right. There is a difference. But I mean, even like if you cross over the border to New Jersey, it's a little cheaper, but not much.
Yeah, but at least they put the gas in your car in New Jersey.
Well, that's true. You're not allowed to fuel up yourself.
No.
You're right. But I just don't get it. And I just don't get how they're allowed to do it because, you know what? If other businesses were doing that, I'm sure the government would clamp down on them in 2 seconds.
Well, because they're major oil companies, major energy companies, and they donate to the political parties.
Yep, right. And I guess that's more the reason these days that more and more people are getting hybrids.
Yeah.
Because I know one of the guys that work for us, Don, he was telling me yesterday, you know, he's got a hybrid now. And he goes, Pat, he goes, you know, with the way I have to travel from one airport to the other, because he is an official weather observer, He said, I am just saving so much money on gas. And I'm thinking to myself, I should have done that when I had just released the car. I should have got a hybrid myself. But then again, you know what? I don't go far. That's where just, do I go? Yeah. I go back and forth to the cabin in the wintertime, which is no big deal. And, in the summertime. And in the wintertime, I hardly move.
Yeah. So, yeah. Sooner or later, we'll all be driving electric cars, Pat.
And, I think you're right.
And the power companies will make their money that way.
I guess you're right.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All righty. Be cool.
And stay away from those thunderstorms.
I will.
All right, Pat. Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.